Okay, tough. Me'ila daf tes amud aleph. So we are in the middle of this discussion about the shirayim from the mincha, right, and the leftover blood in the oif, right. And what's the difference? We just said that the difference is that there is an extra word noiseres written in to say the shirayim of the mincha are ma'akev, and that's why the entire shirayim are ma'akev, if you think that's true, right? When it comes to the blood that's left over the oif, maybe even if there's no blood left over after the hazayah to do the mitzvah, the squeezing of the blood onto the mizbeach, that wouldn't be such a big problem because, right, it only says v'hanishar once, not twice, okay? Masiv avua deshmul a ravuna. Shmuel's father responded to ravuna. Echad chatas oif, ve'echad al oilas oif, shemel kashemel akan. Every chatas ha'oif, right, and oyos ha'oif, if you were to do melika on them, right, and then you were to squeeze out their blood on the mizbeach with kavana to either burn them or eat them at the wrong place in Tel Aviv, right, pasul vein bekaris, it'd be pasul, but if you ate it, it would not have there would be no iser karis, right. It would only be an Esther Lav. Chutz Izmanan, if you had Kavana to burn them on the Mizbeach at the wrong time, or eat them, in the case of Chatas, at the wrong time, meaning in 2 days, right? Pigul, it's called Pigul, Vechayav in a Lav Kares. And if you were to eat it after that, it would be an Esther Kares, not an Esther Lav. Right? Kasani Mihas Mitzat Aman. We said in this price, this statement, we taught the name of Avod Shmuel, that mitzah daman, you squeezed out the blood, both for the chatas ha'oif and for the olas ha'oif. That implies that even for the chatas ha'oif, mitzah is squeezing out the blood, is ma'akev. Right, against Ravuna and against this brisa of the Rabbi Ishmael. Right? And then he solved the problem, no worries. Litz dadim ksani. He taught it litz dadim. What does litz dadim mean? It means you basically divide up the statements in the Mishnah, in the Brisa, or in the state. You divide up the bits or parts of the statement, and not all of them relate to the entire statement. So in this case, what does it mean? Right? It means chat echad chat tasa'if ve'echad oilasa'if shemilakan chutzim kaman pasul ve'im bekaris chutzim manam pigul ve'yechayav enalav kares. Right? Mitzah daman chutzim kaimoi. Mitzah dam oilasa oif chutzim kaimoi. Pasul vein bekaris. Chutzis manai pigul vachayam and alav kares. That's what litzadim means. It means they shortened it, and in the process they introduced an imprecision. Right? They made it very imprecise because they tried to make it very short and easy to remember. Mm-hmm. That's what litzadim ksani means. That's what happened. He says maybe that happened here, and it's not such a good question on Rafuna. Right? Tana deve Rabbi Ishmael. You now have a brisa from Rabbi Ishmael. Ishe imni sharadam. Right? It's only if blood was left over. Veha tana deve Rabbi Ishmael ha sam shirayin me'akvim. But didn't Rabbi Ishmael... Didn't we have another tana deve Rabbi Ishmael who said that the shirayim are me'akiv? Right? In the shirayim are in the mincha. Didn't the right? Sorry, the leftover blood. Didn't we have another braisa where Rabbi Ishmael said the leftover blood in the chatas ha'oif is ma'akev, and Rabbi Akiva said that it wasn't ma'akev, right? So don't we have a stira in Tana Devi Rabbi Ishmael? Mm-hmm. We have different statements. Kind of the base midrash to Rabbi Ishmael. What did Rabbi Ishmael actually say? V'amar Rav Papa and Rav Papa said mitzvah chatas ha'oif ikabenayu. Rav Papa said that in this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, mitzvah dem nafka between them is mitzvah chatas ha'oif, right? Squeezing out the blood from the chatas ha'oif, is that ma'akev or not? That's a machik. It's Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Kiv, and Rabbi Ishmael's machmir about it. Right? So isn't that a stira to what we already said? So the Gemara says, Trei Tanai Ve'Ali B'de Rabbi Ishmael, there were two people who said different things in the name of Rabbi Ishmael. You know, we don't know exactly what Rabbi Ishmael said. Right? Some people think Rabbi Ishmael was machmir about this, and some people think Rabbi Ishmael was really meikel about it. Okay? Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, amazing. Fine. We are now going to go to the rest of the Mishnayos in the Perek, right?
Mm-hmm.
to which the Tosfos, there is almost no Tosfos on this Daf, as you can appear, as you in this Amud, as you can say. Because it all appears in the first Amud. Okay. Similar to the Chatas, Olas Oif has Me'ila from the moment that you are Makdashat Be'peh. Right? Nimlika, when you do Melika on the Olas Oif, Huchshar Ali Pasel Betul Yom, it becomes kosher, it is now kosher to become Pasel, if a Tful Yom was to touch it. Right?
Beforehand.
It wasn't if Tful Yom touched it when it was alive. It's not Mekabel Tumma, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
Right? Uvi Mechusar Kippurim, or if a Mechusar Kippurim touched it. Uvelina, or if it was left out overnight. Right? And again, there will be no distinction between the blood and the meat, because the blood stays in the meat. In a carbon oif. Meat said the ma, from the moment that you squeeze out the blood onto the Mizbeach, right, onto the Yisrael Mizbeach, and the oil sa'if lechule alma it's ma'akev, right? Chayavin ala misham pigul noitzer etame, right? There will be a chiyuv of pigul, if it is pigul and you ate it. Right, there'll be pigul if you thought that you were going to burn it chutzismano, right? Or you thought you were going to burn it chutzimakomo, you'll be chayev either malchus or kares is appropriate. Noisar, right? If it is left out overnight and then you eat it, eating it is a nisr lav in such a case called noisar or tame. Or if you eat it when you're a tame or when the korban is tame, that's a nisr tame. In addition to the nisr of eating an oila. Right, Nisr Oila is a Nisr eating, an Oila is also a Nisr Me'ila. Right, because remember, an Oila never loses its Me'ila. Right? Umo Alimba ad Shetetse Levesa Deshan. And there will be Me'ila on the Oil Saloif and whatever is left of the Oil Saloif until it is taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash to the place where you put all the ash from the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay.
Right? Now, that is true of everything which is burnt on the Mizbeach. Meaning the Emurim from Achatas or from Kodshim Kalim, that is also true of them.
Oh,
the things which are burnt on the Mizbeach have Me'ila until they are taken outside to the place where the ash from the Mizbeach is stored.
And then there
that's when they lose Me'ila, and that's the reason why, is because that's the last mitzvah you do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a mitzvah in the Torah to do that. And until you've done that, there's still mitzvahs to be done with them, and therefore they still have Me'ila. Okay? Parim hanisrafim, the parim which are burnt. Where are they burnt?
On the Mizbeach.
No, outside the Beis Mikdash.
Oh.
We're talking about the par helam davar shel tzibur. Right, the par that the tzibur brings if most of the Jewish people made a mistake based on what the Sanhedrin told them to do. Right? Par kohen mashiach, the par that the kohen gadol would bring if he does an isur kares bishgaga. Right? Or the par shel kar kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. Right? And Se'irim hanisrafim, the Se'irim which are burnt, are the Se'ir that the Jews bring if they did Avodah Zarah Bishgaga, and the Sanhedrin had told them to. Right? Or if... or the Se'ir hanes bifnim, the Se'ir whose blood is sprinkled on the Aron, and on the Kaporis, and on the Mizbeach Azav, and his blood is then poured onto the base of Mizbeach, right, on Yom Kippur. Right, that Seir, those Parim and Seirim are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, in Makim Adeshen. Where the ash from the Mizbeach is taken, that's where you burn those Parim and Seirim.
Is there why?
Sorry, Torah said so.
No, I mean, that's okay.
Torah said so. Right, they have a different rule. Right. Mo'alin Mahen Mishekuptashu. They have Me'ila from the moment that they are Nikdash, from the moment you Makdash them Bepeh. Nishkatu, if when they are shechted, huchshuruli pasal b'tful yom v'chosukukorim v'alina. From the second that they are shechted, they become pasal to... They can become pasal if a tful yom touches them, if mechosukipurim touches them, or if they are left out overnight. Right? Huzadaman, if they are... when their blood is sprayed on the mizbeach, chayabin aleim mishon pigol nois retame, then there is going to be a chiyuv of pigol if you eat it after you thought that you were going to... perform an act of akrava at the wrong time or in the wrong place, right? Noisar, if it is left out overnight and then you eat it, that's nisr lav. And tame, or if you eat it betumah, either your tame or it is tame, right? Umoalim behen bevesedeshen ad shiit yatich habasar. And there's me'ila in them until they are in the Beis HaDeshen, until they are in the place where the Mizbeach's ash is taken to, and they have already been burnt. The meat is not totally burnt up, but it's burning, right?
This is all talking about the Amorim.
The fire has started to affect the animal. No, the entire animal is burnt. That's Parim HaNisrafim, the Seirim HaNisrafim, they're burnt in their entirety. They're not even cut up.
Oh, fine, I'm about to say, yeah, okay.
Right? They, until the fire has, not only has the fire attached them such a way that it's very difficult to put out, but it's now really affected it. They're really burnt already, even though they're still burning. That's when the Isra Meal goes away. Okay? Ha'oila, the oila, mo'alim ba'od, oila, a korbregan gehom, an oila has me'ila, mi shehukdasha, from when it is, from when you are makdish. Nishkata, if you shecht it, hukshar l'pasam, tul yom, again, tul yom, okay, if you tie it, tul yom touches it, or mechusab kippurim touches it, or it's left out overnight, it becomes pasal. Mishan isra tama, when you throw the blood on the mizbeach, chayavin alea, mishum, pigul nois ratama, it'll be a chiv of pigul, if it was, you thought to perform an act of akrava in the wrong time and the wrong place, or noitzar if it was left out overnight, or tame, right? Ve'ein mo'alim ba'oras. There is no me'ila in the leather, in the skin of an oila. The reason why is because the leather of an oila is the property of kohanim. Right? It's given to the kohanim, therefore there is no me'ila. But the meat, there is going to be me'ila until it's taken out to the Beis HaDeshen after it's already burnt. Right? The same thing as what we said before. I should have mentioned, this is important. Tosfos points out, when it says to the becoming leaner, like I said, when it comes to korbanos, meaning not ofos, zvachim, right? So, Parim and Nisrafim, Serim Nisrafim, and Oila, everything we're talking about from this point on, right? Then Lina doesn't always mean the same thing. Like I said, there'll be a chiluk between the blood and the meat. The blood becomes possible in the second that there's nightfall. Right? The reason why is because you can't throw the blood on the Mizbeach at night. So the Psul Lina is the second that's night. Right? The Basar becomes possible lina the next day because you can burn the meat all night, and you can eat the meat if it's eaten at all night.
Today, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's why there's so that it does, as in the Mishnah is shorthanded it here. It in fact does mean different. It doesn't mean different things. Okay, fine. Let's I think that is there was one more thing I forgot, which is important. I said that they take the Parim and Nisrafim and the Serim and Nisrafim out to the place where they burn the where they leave all the ash in the Mizbeach. So Tosfos think that there might be two, that that might not be true. Tosfos on the first Amud in Perek, and I completely forgot about this, right? They raise that as a possibility, and they say maybe it is that they actually took them to the place, they had a different place where they took the Pasul Korbanos to burn. Right? The Pasul Korbanos that you can't actually put on the Mizbeach, they burnt them in a different place. They didn't burn them there. Right?
I thought we said the Parim Nisrafim were just like when the Tzibor would bring them.
Bezeder, they're not Pasul, but where were they burnt? They're not burnt on the Mizbeach. So did you take them to the place where the Mizbeach's ashes go? Or did you take them to the place where the Pasul Korbanos go?
Oh, I see.
Right? It's not. Tosfos think it might have gone to the place where the Pasul Korbanos go. The Svara for that would be Bepashas, because they're Kodshim on the one hand, but they're not burnt in the base of Mikdash. So it might be that burning is not really a mitzvah qua hakrava sakura, but it's more in the category of garbage disposal. Do you know what I mean? We've got this leftover that we now have to do something with. So what are we going to do with it? We're going to burn it in the place where the pasul korbanos are, because not it wasn't burnt on the mizbeach. Burning, having been burnt on the mizbeach, is a different sort of it's a different sort of burning, right? That would be the argument. Okay, if you don't think it goes there, then the answer is, then the reason why you would say that is obvious. It's because they're not puzzle, mm-hmm. right? You're not going to take them to the place which is puzzle, because they are, in fact, not puzzle. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Aval mo'al b'vasrvat. Chatas ve'asham ve'zivkei shal mitzibur. Chatas, asham, and zivkei shal mitzibur. These are all kodshe kodshim, right? Chatas ve'asham are eaten by kohanim. Mu'alin b'hen mishe huftu. So they have me'ila from when they are dedicated. Hishketu huchshuru li pasal b'tfuyat. They are when they are shechted, they can become pasul if a tuliyam touches them, or if a mechusar kippurim touches them, uvelina, or if they are left out overnight. Again, blood and meat, that means slightly different things, right? Nizrak daman, when the blood is thrown, chayavin aleim mishum pikul nois ratame. If the blood was thrown and you thought that you were going to perform an act of hakrava in the wrong time or in the place, it's pigul, right? And there's either a lav or karas is appropriate, right? Noisar, if they're left out overnight, eating it, this becomes an isra lav of noisar. Or tame, if you eat a betuma, when you're either tame or the korban is tame, you'll be chayav for that once there has been zrikas adam.
And that's when Me'ila's lost also, right?
Ein mo'alim bebasar was the next line in the Mishnah. Sorry, yes. There will be no more me'ila in the meat. Meaning, whatever meat is not going to be burnt on the mizbeach will no longer have an isra me'ila from when the blood is eaten, because that's when the kohanim are allowed to eat it.
Heterachila, whatever.
Yeah, heterachila, kohanim. Aval mo'alin be'mrena. But whatever is going to be burnt on the mizbeach will have an isra me'ila until it is taken out to where you put the ashes from the mizbeach. Like I said. Okay? Shtei halechem. The shtei halechem are the two loaves of chametz that are brought in the base of Mikdash on Shavuos. Right? There are only two cases when where chametz is allowed to be used as part of a korban in the base of Mikdash. Shtei Alechem and the Toida has 10 loaves of chametz. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Shtei Alechem are not brought on the Mizbeach. They are eaten by the Kohanim after the Kivsei Atzeres are shechted and brought the korban. Right? And they are Shalmei Tzibur. Right? Mo'alim behem, they have mo'ila mishe huktashu, from when you dedicate whatever is going to make them up. Right? Now note, here's an important distinction. When you are makdish a behema, or an oath, right? Then it has what's called klushas aguf. The reason why it's important is because unless it develops a mum, you can't do a pidyon. There is no way to do a pidyon unless it develops a mum. Right? On the other hand, whatever makes up a mincha or shtei alechem, right, flour and water and oil, right, is not going to have klush saguf until it's put in a kli sharetz.
Kli sharetz is
the kelim of the base mikdash.
Okay.
Meaning that you can still do a pidyon. Right, it only has what's called klushas damim.
Then you can exchange it? What is it?
Yeah. Okay. You can do a pidyon, you can redeem it and be makdish something else. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important difference. Karmu, so they have me'ila because things that have klushas damim that are kotshe berekabais have still an isra me'ila with all that implies, but they only have klushas damim. Karmu batamur hukshalu pasal batoz will to yom chosu b'kome uv Vilishchot alein es ha zevach, right? From when they are browned over in, from when the loaves start to go brown in the oven, that's when you can, if a tulium touches them, they become pasul. Why? Because that's when they're oichel. A tulium touching it before it's oichel is meaningless, right? And from when a mechuser kippurim touches it, and for you to shecht the kivtei atzeres for them, the lechem becomes kadosh properly. Right, for a kohen to eat it, when the kifsei atzeres are shechted. Right? Yeah, that's when it gets its full kedusha. That might actually not have kedusha before then. Right? The tosfos end up being done, is there kedusha zaguf from when you put it in the oven, or from when they are shechted. From when the kifsei atzeres are shechted. Right? That, by the way, you may have noticed, I skipped the word uvelina, which is in parentheses. That is exactly why there is a machlokes rishonim. What is the girsa here? If you say it's uvelina, that means that the korakivs that means that the shteilechem have kedushas haguf when they're put in the tanner, because the klisharis gives them kedushas haguf. If that's true, that means they have to be baked on Yom Tov on Shavuos, because they can't be left out overnight. Right?
No, you can't bake them the day before.
No, because then it would be possible lina. On the other hand, if you think that they only became Kaddish when you shech, they only get the Kedushas HaGuf when you shech the Kivsei Atzeres, then you could bake them the day before, in which case they would not have been baked on Yom Tov. What?
Yeah, okay,
they wouldn't be baked on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Right? Because you still, things that you can do the day before, you still should.
Oh, okay.
Right? Okay. Fine. Nizrak the man shakvasim, from when the blood of the kvasim is thrown on his back, chayavin aleim shem pigul, then there becomes a chiyav of pigul. If you thought that you were going to perform an act of akrava on the kvasim, chutzitz mano chutzim komo, then the shtei alechem also get an isser of pigul. They cannot be eaten. Isser kareth or isser lav is appropriate, as we've discussed, right? On noisar, if they're left out overnight, then you can't eat them.
And this is now
we're talking about shtei alechem. No, the shtei alechem. Right, the shtei alechem are part of the korban of the kvasim, so they get all the same rules as the kvasim based on the zrikas adam of the kvasim.
So if you leave either the kvasim or the lechem out, both of them are no good.
No, if you leave the kvasim are no good.
Okay.
Right, or tame, or if you eat them betuma, right, or if you eat them betuma, if they're tame, well, they eat my meal and they lose their meila because they can be eaten by kohanim, right? Lechem ha-panim. Right, the lechem upon him is the two stacks of six loaves that were put on the shulchan in the Beit Hamikdash. Right, mo'alim boy, it has me'ilah, it's kodesh kadoshim. Right, mishe huktashu, from when you are makdish the flour again, it'll only have kedushas damim. Right, karmu batamur, from here what they would do is they would put it into the oven. Right, they would put it into its tefus, into its mold, which molded it into this U shape. You know why lechem upon him is called lechem upon him? Because it's like a loaf, but it's turned in on itself, so it's facing itself.
Ah.
Hence lechem upon him, right?
Okay, right now it's dough.
So it was put in a mold, right? And then they bake it in that mold, right?
But it becomes, I guess this would apply to all the bread things. Before you put them into the oven, they're just, it's a dough or just flour.
And yeah, and that's going to go kedushas damim. Once you put it into the oven, karbu matamar, chukshar lepasabot v'yayim, of course we pour him. Right, ulesader al gabei hashulchan. Right, from the moment when it's put in the oven, it becomes from the moment it goes brown in the oven, it becomes kosher to become pasul from a tfulyam touching it. Right, from a chusar kippurim touching it, and to be placed on the shulchan. Now, note, there is not going to be a psulina. How do I know there's no psulina with lechem upon him?
Because they wait a week.
It's anyway left on the shulchan from wall for a week, so obviously it's no psulina, right? And uvda, the lechem upon him, the Mishnah says, could be baked. It could not be baked on Shabbos. It was baked on Erev Shabbos, and if Yom Tov fell on Erev Shabbos, it was baked the day before that. If Rosh Hashanah fell 2 days before Erev Shabbos, like if the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fell on Thursday and Friday, it would be baked on Wednesday, right? Oh yeah. Right, so then, and it can be placed on the shulchan. Karvu habasichin. Once, now remember, two basically bowls of frankincense, of lavona, were placed on top of these, one on each of the piles of six loaves, right?
What?
I think frankincense. Lavona is frankincense, no? Or is it myrrh? I don't remember. One of those spices is burnt, right? Once those are burnt, they are burnt on the Mizbeach Hazav, on Shabbos. Once they are burnt, Chayavin alav mishum pigul noiser atame. That's like the zrikas adam. After that, there'll be a chiyav of pigul noiser atame in the lechem upon him, as we've discussed extensively, right? So the burning of the bezikin is like the zrikas adam for the lechem upon him. And who eats it afterwards? The kohanim eat it, right? Ve'ein b'me'ila, and therefore there is no kamein eser me'ila, because the kohanim divided up. If you remember from tamid, right, or from sukkah, right. The Kohanim divide up between the Mishmar that's going out, that's leaving the Shabbos, and the Mishmar that's coming in.
Yeah.
How is divided? 6 and 6, 7 and 5 per seder, right? Ha-menachis. Mo'alim bahem mishakul v'huktashu. There's mi'ilim menachis from when they are nikdash. Again, only kedushas damim. Right?
What are menachis?
any mincha, any grain offering, right? Kadshu b'kli, from them, once you put them in a kli, and they become kadosh, hukshiruli pasal b'tvul yom, they become kosher to become pasal, if a tvul yom touches them, or if a mechuzer b'kurim touches them, or if they are left out of night, mulina, right? Kara ha-komates, once, now, the komates, look at my hand, this is a komates, right? The Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, right? Will put his hand into the most oily bit of the mincha, and he, like this, and he would take like that, some of the mincha out, right? And then he would do this, and he would to rub off the bits that are outside. Whatever stuck between his fingers now, in his hand, in this fist of three fingers, that's called a komates. He would then put that into another kli, right, and take that to his back, and that would be what's burnt.
And that would be, and then every
the rest of it is eaten by the kohen.
Okay.
Right, unless it's a minchas kohen. If it's a minchas kohen, then it's burnt in its entirety without doing the komates. Yeah? If it's a minchas eshes kohen, there's a machlokes Rashi thinks that a minchas eshes kohen, what you would do is you would do komates, but then burn the shirayim as well on the mizbeach. And Tosfos thinks that you would do that only in a minchas sota of an eshes kohen, you would do that. Any other mincha of an eshes kohen, the kohen would eat. But she's not a kohen. Right? Okay, fine. So it says, "Hooks really possible to you because we're giving a car of a comet. Once the comet is burnt, chayam and alamishon people knows for tami. That's like zrikas adam. Right from that point, right is when you were there as a chiyav of people knows for tami, as we have described. And there is no more meila in the shiraim. Ve'ein meila b'shiraim. There will be no more meila in the shiraim. Why? Because the Kohanim are allowed to eat it, or meant to eat it, right? Aval mo'alin, but komets are created later zeshen. But the komets, there will be me'ila until it's taken, the ashes from it are taken out to the ashes of the place where the ashes of the Mizbeach are taken, because, well, it is burnt on the Mizbeach. It's like anything else that is burnt on the Mizbeach. Right? Okay? How am I doing in terms of time? Not bad. Itzmar. Let's start the Gemara. Hanehene me'efer tapuach shal gabei ha-mizbeach. Somebody gets hana'a from the ash of the tapuach, which is on top of the mizbeach. Do you remember what tapuach is?
It's like, was that the machine that was used to transfer the
ash? No, tapuach is basically, it's a mound made of ash that's in the middle of the mizbeach. It was placed there until it was taken outside, down to a little bit to the southeast of the mizbeach, and then it was taken outside the base of Mikdash, right? Right? So, if you get hanah from this ash that's on Mizbeach, now what does it mean getting hanah from the ash that's on Mizbeach? So, Rashi says, it's definitely talking about after Trumas Adeshen, after we've symbolically taken off one spade full of ash from the Mizbeach. Right? It must be. Because if it's not, you're meant to do Trumas Adeshen still. That's still a mitzvah you have to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, clearly, there's going to be me'ila until then. By the way, what's the obvious kashya?
Obvious kasha on
this question:
how do you get hanah from ash?
No, there's ways to get hanah from ash. The kasha is: didn't the Mishnah say that there's hanah from things that are burnt on the mizbeach until they're taken to the ashes are taken outside the base of mikdash? Forget when they're bunched up on the pile on the mizbeach. That obviously is going to be in meila, right? Right away, the answer is going to be: it'll have to be here. It's talking about deraita, and the Mishnah is talking about derabanan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rav Amar in Malambo. Rav says there is no me'ila, right? Right. Vishma v'Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mo'alen by Rabbi Yochanan says there is in fact me'ila, right? Lishnei Trumas Dishon Kliyami LePlegi DeMalambo. Like what Rashi told us already, right? Before Trumas Dishon, it's obvious it's going to be me'ila because you haven't done the mitzvah. You haven't done the mitzvah yet, right? And it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Ki pligi l'achar trumas deshen. What we're arguing about is achar trumas deshen. Rav amar eimol alim boi harei nesa mitzvaso. Rav says there's no me'ila because the mitzvah was done. The ikar mitzvah was done. Right, you can leave ash on the mizbeach. It's not a problem to leave ash on the mizbeach. The important thing is to remove one spadeful. Rav yochanan amar kevan dichsiv v'lavash ha'kohen midoi bad v'goymer kevan detzarech le'badei b'gune b'kdusha seikai. That's it. Rav yochanan says, since even to take the rest, it's true you don't have to take the rest of the ash on the mizbeach, off of the mizbeach. But when you do actually take it off, for practical reasons, you're going to have to remove it at some stage, right? Even if you don't remove it right now. When you do actually take it off, that has to be done bevig de kahuna. Since it has to be done bevig de kahuna, it must be that the ash still has full kedusha. If the ash still has full ktusha, then it's going to still have an isrim eel until it's taken out to the place, makom shefech hazesh, until it's not taken out to the place where all of the ashes from the mizbeach are left. Yeah? I think we're going to. Oh no, we'll read this last line, right? Snan, the Mishnah says, Mo'alin bahen achet teitz aveis adeshen. There is me'ila until they are taken out to the place where the ashes from the Mizbeach are stored. Kashla Rav, I don't understand. Right? What does this even mean? Right? The Mishnah is incoherent according to Rav. Right? The Mishnah says me'ila until taken outside the Beit HaMikdash. It's the actual kasha we asked.
Yeah, it's
interesting. I didn't remember this. The Gemara has a different answer to what I said. Right? Amar lach Rav. Rav said, actually, I didn't remember this answer. Adshati roi le Beit HaDeshen. It's until it's roi to be taken out to the Beit HaDeshen. Roi to be taken out to Beit HaDeshen until after Trumas HaDeshen. It can be taken out to the Beit HaDeshen, to the place where the ashes from Mizbeach are stored, after Trumas HaDeshen. So it says, until once you've done Trumas HaDeshen, there's not going to be any more meal in the ash. I did not remember that. Cool. Okay, parenthetically, by the way, what do you think Rav would say to Rabbi Yochanan's point that since it's, you have to wear a big day kahuna to take it off the Mizbeach, it must be it still has full ktusha?
Mm-hmm. What they would wear when they would eat?
No, they wouldn't. They would wear. He agrees with that. It's preferred from the Torah.
So you would not wear big day kahuna when you would eat.
That you would not wear big day kahuna when you would eat. No, they don't wear a big day kahuna when they eat. What about that?
What did he say? When the kohanim are working in, like, because it's in the, I guess it's outside the avodah, isn't it?
I mean, Rabbi Yochanan's saying it's clearly at least a little bit of an avodah, but they wear big kahuna. Torah says you have to.
So maybe not all avodah has me'ila. He just denies the assumption.
Okay, so maybe there's an avodah which doesn't have me'ila. That's definitely a true statement, by the way. I think you'll say one of two things. Either you'll say, Nasek and Sasa, the Ikra mitzvah has already been done. Me'ila isn't about the kedusha, it's about the mitzvah. Uh-huh. Right? And since you've already done the mitzvah, Seder, it's got klusha, but that's not what's important here, right? That's not what determines me'ila. Remember, we discussed this already. Though I said it's a machlokes between Rav and Rashi, I stand by it. But it might be that in Achinami it's this machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, right? Alternatively, he might say something a little different. He might say, no, the reason why you need to wear big kahuna is not because you're handling the ash, it's because you're walking on the mizbeach. A Zar is not allowed to step up on the Mizbeach. So similarly, a Kohen cannot step up on the Mizbeach without Big Day Kahuna, because without Big Day Kahuna, he's like a Zar. Okay?
Okay. How come there's no Isra Me'il? I guess maybe they just have to make it this way, but no Isra Me'il from getting heat from the Mizbeach.
It's Hanash Ein B'mamish. It's like not real Hana.
It's not real Hana. And then also, what's the and then I just the
Imgid, there may be a issue of like warming your hands, doing it deliberately.
And also, what again is the timeline for like when they would take the Yotzei, when they would bring it out and then bring it back in? Is it a meila?
What's the timeline?
Is it like, well, at what point did they bring it out?
They never bring it out. It's also to bring it out.
But yeah, that was a thing.
But if they did do it,
so but when would that take place? Remember that little thing with
it? It would have to be the same day.
Remember there's a little thing, then we said with the bird, how does it work? And you have to, it's like where you're holding it at the border, but you're hanging it. So what, when was that taking place? That was after this?
Like, it wouldn't be taking place because Zasser. If it did take place, it would have to be either, for the bird, either pre or after Shkita. We talked about the two possibilities in Tosafos.
Yeah, but.
Right. If
it's pre Shkita, how come there's no Me'ila? Because that Me'ila is only when it's ready to be eaten. No?
No, Chatas is Kotche Kotche, there's Me'ila before.
Oh, I thought what the Yotzei, there was no Me'ila. Oh, fine. There is
no, we said Rabbi Akiva says there is Me'ila in Yotzei.
Oh, there is Me'ila in Yotzei.
Yeah, I mean, Rabbi Lezer agrees there's Me'ila in Yotzei. He says Me'ila doesn't go away when you do three Kasadam.
There's always Me'ila in
Yotzei. Yeah, so the Me'ila just stays around forever because you didn't. There's nothing you can do with it anymore.
Okay. And then a side point, back to, I just thought of this for the halacha questions, Ed. If you...